This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission sets constituency-wise spending limits for House of Representative candidates. 58 election symbols to be printed with ballot papers for proportional representation system. Government of Nepal extends sincere gratitude to Government of Qatar for granting Amiri amnesty to 13 Nepali inmates. And fire at Swiss ski resort killed 40 people and dozens injured. Now the news in detail. With 61 days remaining until the House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5, the Election Commission has fixed constituency-wise spending limits for candidates. The Commission said candidates in 26 constituencies, mostly in geographically remote and less accessible areas, will be allowed to spend up to 3.3 million, the highest ceiling. These include districts such as Taple Zung Sangkhwa Sabha, Dolpa, Humla, Bajang and Baitadi, among others. The higher limit reflects logistical and accessibility challenges. For more accessible constituencies, the minimum spending cap has been set at ₹2.5 million. Only 5 constituencies, Kathmandu 1, 3, 6, 7 and 8, fall under this lowest limit. The Commission has also made it mandatory for all candidates to open a bank account at a licensed financial institution and channel all election-related expenses through that account, aiming to ensure transparency and financial discipline during the election period. Meanwhile, ballot papers for the proportional representation PR system will be printed with 58 election symbols for the March 5 elections. In a press conference organized yesterday by the Commission, Commission's spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhatrai said a total of 93 political parties had registered to take part in the PR election, but only 64 parties submitted their closed list. Among them, 54 parties will contest using their own election symbols, while the remaining 10 parties have submitted closed list under 4 shared symbols across different clusters. The Government of Nepal has extended its sincere gratitude to the Government of the State of Qatar for the Amiri amnesty granted to the 13 Nepali inmates on the occasion of the National Day of the State of Qatar and the International Human Rights Day. Issuing a press statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the ministry highly values the kind gesture of pardon granted on humanitarian ground as the manifestation of deepening friendship and cordiality in the existing bilateral relations between Nepal and the State of Qatar. The Supreme Court has directed the Election Commission to make arrangements to ensure the representation of persons with disabilities in the upcoming House of Representatives election. A division bench of Justices Hari Prasad Fuyal and Tek Prasad Thungana ordered that political parties must mandatorily include persons with disabilities in their closed list submitted under the proportional representation system in line with constitutional provisions. The court has asked the Election Commission to re-examine the closed list already submitted by political parties and ensure compliance. It also instructed the Commission to ensure inclusion if any party is found to have failed to meet the requirement. The Central Executive Committee of the Nepali Congress has decided to hold the party's 15th General Convention from May 11 to May 14. The decision was taken at a meeting held yesterday at the party's central office in Sanepa, where a proposal presented by Acting President Purna Bahadur Kharka was endorsed by a majority. According to party spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat, the meeting also agreed to extend the tenure of the party's central working committee until the end of the Nepali month of Chester. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has said Bharatpur has emerged as one of the country's central cities. Speaking at the Bharatpur conclave yesterday, the minister said the city has developed into a major hub for tourism, agriculture, infrastructure, health services and education. Highlighting the importance of political stability for overall national development, Minister Kharel credited sustained leadership and long-term planning for the progress made in recent years. On the same occasion, the minister reaffirmed that the House of Representatives election will be held on the scheduled date and urged the public not to be confused by speculation. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has stressed the importance of safe construction shelters and public awareness to reduce earthquake risk. Speaking at a meeting organized ahead of the 28th Earthquake Safety Day at the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, he emphasized that awareness must go beyond one-day events and be promoted in schools, hospitals, government offices, industries and communities. The minister also stressed that earthquake safety is a shared responsibility requiring active involvement from the private sector, development partners, media and citizens. The main ceremony will be held on January 16 with Prime Minister Sushila Karki as chief guest. The Ministry of Health and Population has issued the Community-Based Diseases Surveillance Guideline 2082. The guideline issued yesterday by the Health Ministry was approved by a ministry-level meeting on November 30, 2025. The ministry has requested to immediately inform the nearby health institutions or call at 1115 of Hello Health if any unexpected health problem is seen in the community. Similarly, rapid information would be delivered at health institutions within 24 hours through women community health volunteers, teachers and social leaders. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has intensified monitoring of higher education institutions affiliated with foreign universities, citing concerns over non-compliance with existing rules. Following a decision by Education Minister Mahavir Poon on December 29, 2025, the Ministry issued a 10-point directive in line with the guidelines for operating higher education with affiliation from foreign educational institutions 2059 BS. The directive requires institutions to ensure transparent fee and scholarship systems, establish grievance handling mechanisms, and comply with academic standards. The move comes after complaints that some institutions were violating directives, lacking transparency in fee and scholarships, and adversely affecting students' learning. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepal welcomed 1,158,459 foreign tourists in the year 2025, a slight increase from the year 2024. According to the information shared by the Nepal Tourism Board, Indians formed the largest group of visitors followed by tourists from the United States, China and the United Kingdom. Bangladesh, Australia, Sri Lanka, Thailand and Germany were also major source countries. The highest tourist inflow remains 2019 with 1,197,191 arrivals. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A tragic fire at a bar in the Swiss ski resort of Crans, Montana on New Year's Day has claimed at least 40 lives and left 119 people injured. The BBC has quoted the authorities as saying the blaze may have been caused by sparklers placed on champagne bottles that came too close to the ceiling, and officials are working to formally to identify all victims. So far, 113 of the injured have been identified, including 71 Swiss, 14 French, 11 Italians and 4 Serbs. Several remain in critical condition, with around 50 patients being transferred to specialized burn centers in Europe. The Wales Attorney General confirmed that investigators are examining the materials used in the bar, its safety measures, capacity and number of people present. Police say identification of the remaining victims remains a top priority and the situation continues to be closely monitored. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of the country and partly cloudy in the remaining hilly regions. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. Meanwhile, fog and mist will prevail in many areas of Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission sets constituency-wise spending limits for House of Representatives candidates. 58 election symbols to be printed with ballot papers for proportional representation system. Government of Nepal extends sincere gratitude to Government of Qatar for granting Amiri amnesty to 30 Nepali inmates. And fire at Swiss ski resort kills 40 people and dozens injured. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.